tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers. I'm your host, Shaka Smith, along with host Christopher Howard, and we are here for The Biggest Loser, Season 17, Episode 3, After Show, Hooked on Tronics. As a reminder, we love to hear your comments and your feedback, so please tweet me at Shaka Strong or tweet Chris Howard at...
Chris Howard Live. You can reach out to me.
And please download on iTunes, leave your comments on YouTube. We'd love to hear back from you.
Absolutely.
So let's get right into this, right?
Let's do it. What's the song now? This is Let's Get It Started.
Let's get it started.
Okay. So how'd you like it?
What a great show. What a great way to start the challenge with the electronic challenge. You know, we're all so hooked on our phones and our media and our TVs and our tablets, you know.
Right. So the title of the show was Hooked on Tronics.
Exactly.
We had to pound that into our heads.
So could you even do that? Could you even do it for a week, much less how long these guys are at the ranch?
Go without a cell phone or an iPad?
Yeah,
a guy
forgot they don't have that connection.
Right. Yeah. You know what? It would sure be peaceful. I bet you.
Peaceful, if not somewhat like harrowing, right? It was kind of like scary to be without it.
Yeah, it'd be a trip. I think for at first it would be tough, but for me, I think I'd start to get used to it. It would start to feel good.
Might feel exactly. Yeah. But we had such a cool challenge. We had Rich. Basically, they had to go through this course and memorize all the colors during the Tronics challenge.
Like a combination lock. So there was a series, an order and sequence of them.
Yeah, and I was actually really impressed with Rich. You know, great. They're always talking about him as a great strategist, and he really came through. What do you think of his performance?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he sat there, he watched it. I couldn't figure out what he was doing at first.
Yeah,
it
was he's Zen master, right?
Right. No, he seemed to sum it up real quick, and I was still trying to figure out what the heck they were doing. I didn't quite figure out the challenge before them, but he sat there, he watched it, Zen master it.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool, because they've always talked about his, like, smarts, and I hadn't really seen it until I was like, okay, that was brilliant.
That was him in action.
Yeah. And that move really won them.
Yeah, they used a mnemonic device or a memory peg.
Which I just wouldn't have thought of at the moment. Like, there's no way.
Yeah, I have to say, no, I use them, because I'll teach seminars, and when I teach the seminars, I'll memorize the presentations with memory pegs and things
so
like
good,
that.
Yeah.
But I would not have thought
to
of
apply
it
in that type of instance,
and they rocked it. The other team didn't even come close.
Yeah, all that survivor training, I guess, got him through.
Yeah.
But yeah, what was really interesting was that, so you got to choose. Do you talk to your family or for a week, you know, or have access to, you know, social media, whatever it is, or do you get the gym for a week?
What's so funny about that is because the competition was, you know, it was based on, are we going to wean ourselves off of these electronic temptations or go toward the good side, come to the light, right?
Yeah.
And they picked right. Yeah. So, and Richard clearly took it for the team. I think it's strategy.
Yeah.
Because Jen, her team was performing really strongly, but from a strategic perspective, I think that's where they won that one. And the winning team picked to go to the gym for a week.
Would you have supported that choice if you were there?
Totally. I mean, that's the only choice. What do you think?
Yeah, of course. That's why you are there. Yeah.
Right.
How do you not pick it? So it was great that Team Delvet took that. I was wondering here, so we saw them in the gym, and we saw them really kill it in the gym, and then Jen has to take her people outside.
Outside, yeah, you mentioned that before we started.
Yeah, I thought that was actually, I thought Jen lucked out, and that was a really good lesson for that team, because she did mention they're learning you don't need a gym to work out.
Right.
And I think that's such an important aspect of fitness. Is that?
Yeah, there's so many people that make that an impediment and say, you know, if I don't have the gym, I can't do it, or I'm traveling. I know, I used to travel a lot.
And you have no access, and like you can see, there are things you can do to stay in shape. So I thought it was a great lesson for Jen's team.
Right. When you train, do you train sometimes indoors and outdoors?
Yeah, sometimes they're outdoors, and you just have to force yourself to be innovative. And once you start to commit yourself in that way, it's so much easier.
What types of things do you do when you go?
I'll run stairs. I like to jog on the beach. It's a great workout, you know. But stairs are really effective because you can do lunges and squats, and you know you're doing jumping squats. So yeah, stairs can be really effective.
Right, like the beach is kind of inspiring. So running on the beach, I remember.
Yeah, and it's nice if you have a scenery to go along with it. And right. You know, so it was great seeing these guys. Like, I think Colby called it like the country boy workout, and they're, you know, picking up logs and they're doing like they're doing the step ups on the pieces of wood.
Or Rocky III, right?
Yeah.
That was Rocky IV, going and training in Russia, picking up the logs.
Yeah, exactly.
Running up the top of the mountain.
Yeah, it was really cool to see him train that way.
Yeah, but I think that's innovative, and that type of thing can be adapted for anybody. You can do it any place.
So yeah, so did you think that Team Dolvet would win the challenge because they had the gym access?
I think it's got to give people an edge when they've got that access to the gym.
Yeah, the structure, and they're all comfortable there. But I did wonder if hearing from the families back home, would that give you a boost, or would that make you kind of lose your chutzpah to be there at that event, because maybe you just want to go home now. You've seen your family, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it would matter that much. I think, you know, had Team Dolvet chosen the other way, it would have really been the wrong move to make. But for those that got to reach back out to their families, I mean, for me, it would be just be, hey, here's a great chance to connect, a little, a little piece of pleasure amongst the torture of getting in shape. But I thought that whole portion of the show really came off well. I don't know how the producers come up with these challenges. This is, you know, that telephone challenge was wild.
Great, yeah.
And then, of course, Richard opted out of the training in the gym.
Yeah.
This is the interesting part. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was so bizarre. But you could tell from the onset he wanted to get the family time at home.
Right.
But, you know, he was a team player and said, okay, let's go with the gym. But he didn't utilize the gym.
Yeah,
and
that was interesting.
That may come back to bite him. Well, it did come back to bite him.
Now, what did you think about that from a training perspective? He chose to swim. He was going in swimming laps.
I'm a former swimmer, so I know swimming it can really get you in great shape. But you have to be doing it with some real intensity. And I don't know if him being unsupervised, it sounded like he just kind of went off on his own. If he's giving the same intensity he might have if Dolvet's there really pushing and pulling, pushing and pushing him.
So if you put working out in the gym up against swimming laps, what would you say would have more efficacy?
Oh, swimming laps the right way, I think, could have more efficacy. But it's the same thing. It's all about working out and training smart and the right way. So no matter what it is you're doing, no matter how difficult it is, if you're not doing it the right way, it's just not going to work out for you.
So are you saying just pushing yourself that little bit more?
Yeah. And of course, if you have someone there, like a Dolvet or a Jen, to really push you, you're going to push a little bit harder.
Right.
And so I think that definitely came back to bite him in the end.
That makes all the difference in the world, don't you think? That the trainers...
Oh, of course. Even if it's not a professor, it's someone just going, go, 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 makes you go, you know?
Right.
So that does...
Because it's just way too easy to stop on your own.
Exactly.
And be pushed that little edge, and that's where you get the growth.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why you see having a gym partner is so important, too.
Right. Yep. I'm 100% behind that one.
And so then we saw that they went for the weigh-ins, and any weigh-in that surprised you particularly?
The one that didn't surprise me was Richard, I can tell you that.
Yeah, yeah.
In terms of who surprised me, I have to say, I mean, Colby lost 12 pounds.
Yeah, that was huge. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Coming off the week that his wife had to go back home.
Right.
So you don't know how that's going to affect someone, because they seem so connected. I thought he might break.
Yeah, it's very possible. But in one week, and what do you think about that? That amount of weight loss in one week, that's almost 2 pounds a day.
Yeah, I mean, I think for his size, that, you know, that was definitely plausible. And I think he put in the work to lose it. So, what I didn't realize is how close the medical professionals are there. Because I know in the first challenge, I think Sarah had to sit out because she was not medically cleared.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
And so that was really great to see, or to know that the doctors are working so closely with these contestants.
Right, so they're watching them.
And they're losing weight.
Because 12 pounds is, you know, most people say, 2.5 pounds a week?
Yeah.
I've always been a fan. When I've gone through periods of either putting weight on or losing weight, it's about a pound a day is what I typically shoot for.
Yeah, so 12 was a lot.
12 is huge.
But you know he's really working hard and they're medically doing it safe. So that was good to kind of see or hear on the show.
Right. And Jackie was right behind him at 9 pounds.
Yeah, and she was having the struggles of the 5-year-old not going to kindergarten. I don't have kids, but I can only imagine feeling that you're not connected when they're having this milestone time.
Right. Now, that's interesting because Colby, you know, you just kind of made a connection for me. If Colby was going through the, you know, the challenge of having lost somebody there, or lost his, who was there with Colby?
His wife.
His wife, yeah. Right. And then we had Jackie, who lost the 9 pounds, was missing her son.
Yeah.
So the
people that had the biggest kind of struggles emotionally yeah. really pushed through it and kind of went
Thank you for saying that. I was trying to say that. I was like, God, blah, blah, blah. Take my speaking course, too. That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, it was good to see them come through that. And then we had Rich. With the 5 pound loss, which I guess was not really, and actually Toy, before we got in Rich, Toy was 7 pounds.
Impressive.
So it was finally good to see her get like a decent number and really, you know, get at it. So I was happy for her.
And I know she was your favorite. She's your favorite. And
she's one of my favorite. Yeah. I mean, and just to see her overjoyed and like dancing on the scale.
Right. And she's Fallon's favorite too. So, that's very cool to see her doing well and really enjoying the process.
And then Rich, of course, had the 5 pounds. And, as a result,
which isn't terrible, but they expected more.
When you have access to the gym exclusively for a week, of course, right? And so I think that failed him a little bit. Even if he was swimming intensely, sometimes your body does get used to a certain workout, and you got to switch it up to kind of shock things up and shake things up.
Right. So are you saying that choosing to swim at that moment just made it unpredictable? Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Even if he did the workout well, would
yeah,
you say,
exactly. Or? Because yeah. if he was doing it the right way, sometimes your body just gets adapted to the same sort of intense workout you're doing over and over and over again.
Right.
And
right.
so even if you do something a little bit easier, but it's different,
you change it
really challenges your body and it starts to change your body even more.
And in that case, it could just make it totally unpredictable because you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he certainly didn't have the trainer there to really, you know, look at what he was doing before and kind of compare and contrast.
What did you think about the whole thing with the helicopter and bringing his partner in and showing all of that?
I mean, I love those parts of the episode because you see them, they're still on the journey. I think he's really, really dedicated to that 100K second prize.
Now, that wouldn't surprise me if he stuck it all the way through and won that.
That's motivation. $100,000 is a lot of motivation.
I think it's the money, but I mean, for him, I mean, first survivor, he's digging the celebrity thing.
And he's a competitive guy.
And he's a competitive guy and a smart guy that he proved in that first challenge. I was impressed.
Yeah, I was very impressed. So.
Yeah. And we noticed the other team that was on the first challenge that were doing the colors, and they were just saying the color. They didn't even get
half of it right. And the colors were lighting up as they were doing the thing. That totally just kind of warps your brain.
Right, right. Very difficult to memorize that way. But So we lost Richard halfway through.
Yeah, we lost Richard. But you know what? I'm not really sad about losing Richard. I would have been sad about anybody else.
Except for Richard.
Yeah, he seems like he has it together. You know what I mean?
He just seemed
like he has it together, that going home was not going to break him. But I felt like for the other contestants, going home would have broken them.
Right. He's kind of the celebrity splash for the thing. And we still have Aaron that's in there. And we were saying that, you know, I don't know how close they really got to be, but it didn't seem like it was the end of the world for him.
Yeah, so you didn't really feel bad in him going home.
Right.
So it was like, okay, I can deal with this.
Right.
But then we have the huge team changeup.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, that blew my mind because I just thought I kept thinking to myself, these people are already a little bit emotionally fragile. And now you're going to flip their world. You know?
Right.
What surprised you about that whole?
Well, you know, I was thinking about this. And there's this whole group psychology that happens. And part of, because I'll teach seminars and stuff, and in teaching the seminars, they have these stages of development, of group development. They have forming, where the group first comes together, and it's like the lifespan of a human being. So you're born.
Yeah.
Then you have storming, where there's related to adolescence. It's like when you're young or when you're a teen and you're storming against the parents and what they want you to
that.
Do.
Yeah. We all can relate.
Exactly. And then you go into norming and performing, and that's where you can get real performance that happens. And then there's transforming, which would be the end of the group. And so I was, on the way over here, I was going through this whole thought process of when they first came together, the group process, when you had Felicia really abreacting to Dolvet and saying, you know, I don't like that style of training, and she went through her stuff. And that's kind of that storming phase where they're looking at the leadership at hand and they're going, you know, I don't even know if I want to be a part of this group. And then they get into this norming and performing and they just start to do well. And then they mix them up again. So they got them at the right time from a social experiment perspective.
Yeah.
To change the teams right there, because any addition to a group or you take somebody out of the group changes the whole group dynamic. It gets into back a phase. So then you go back into the storming again. And I think that's what's interesting, because from a group process perspective, they have to go through all of them. They have to go through forming, storming, norming and performing. Well, hopefully they make it to norming and performing. But if they don't make it through those earlier stages, they'll continually go back to it.
Gotcha.
Which is kind of fascinating for me from that perspective.
And we'll see how these new groups, like mesh and kind of deal with that.
And go through that storming place. So right now, like you and I were saying, how Dolvet was having the conversation with Sarah.
Yeah.
After.
And, yeah, trying to like really connect and yeah.
And say, you know, and Sarah's like, well, not knowing if she really wants to be a part of that team.
You saw the hesitancy. And I think it was it Lauren that was a little hesitant to have Erin on the team? Because now she was no longer the fittest girl or like, you know, the fittest on the team.
Oh, I missed that part. I didn't see that.
Think she made that comment during the last challenge.
Interesting.
That last chance challenge. But
so there's all this vying and posturing and, you know, deciding, do I want to be a part of this? Do I not? Do I want to go home? Do I want? And but that's a normal phase in group process. And so you get to see interesting aspects of people's characters come out where they either become passive aggressive, like Felicia.
Yeah. Or what do you think is going to happen with, I thought the biggest breakup of these two teams was the Lewis and Roberto, because you saw how upset, you know, both of them really
totally,
were.
Yeah.
So do you think that's going to affect them going forward?
Well, what was interesting is it was kind of hard to call where that was going to land.
Yeah.
You knew they were going to be upset by it.
Yeah, of course.
You know, but it creates an interesting dynamic. And then when they weighed them against each other.
I wonder if that pushed each other.
Yeah.
Because we had the back spasm. Lewis had the back spasm, couldn't make it to the workout. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, no, he's not going to make it through this thing. That, you know, he's feeling this loss too much.
You know what's interesting about that, though? Yeah. I didn't think about it until just now. Do you think the back spasm had anything to do with the fact that he was separated from his twin?
At first, I thought if it did, I think it was maybe an unconscious reaction.
Right, that sort like of emotional.
Yeah. I forget what they call it when your mental state actually...
Psychosomatic.
Psychosomatic, exactly. Yeah. So that your mental state actually dictates how your body is.
Right. But you can imagine that. Because I know from a stress perspective...
That's where you hold a lot of stress.
Right. Yeah. And for me, lower back... I've had that happen where my lower back seized...
Mm.
And I couldn't walk, and I was teaching seminars and stuff, but it was when I was carrying stress in my glutes or stress in the, what do you call that? The psoas.
Yeah.
And I'd have a lot of stress in there, and then my back would go out, couldn't move.
I think that's exactly what it was. But I don't think he was intentionally trying not to. And so it was great to see them put up good numbers, and maybe that going forward they can kind of exist and push each other from
coexist,
different teams.
Yeah. And maybe in a different way push each other, because you could see, he's like, I think his brother said, oh, it was Luis that when Luis came back in, which one lost more weight?
I
didn't write that down. The one brother, though, when they...
Oh, Roberto lost
was
a
Roberto
more,
that
yeah.
lost more? Yeah. And Luis said, well, you can see him gloating.
Yeah.
You know?
So now it's a different kind of dynamic.
Yeah, it's like a competitive brother.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how that goes going forward. Mm. And then we had our... We had another challenge. We had the puzzle piece challenge.
Right.
And again, Felicia and Sarah were not medically cleared. And so, which I think is just a huge personal blow, because those guys really pushed themselves in those challenges. And that's just a big calorie burn. It's just a big mental, you know, fortitude that's gained, whether or not you win or lose from doing those.
Right. But it could be a knee thing or anything, because they were climbing over things, and it could be the stepping aspects of it. So it could be anything that would cause them not to be cleared. It could be a blow to them. But
yeah, I think
at the same time,
but it's definitely safe.
Just logic, yeah.
Of course. But as a result, Toy and Vicky on Jen's team also set out.
Right, so they took two people out to make it even.
Yeah,
on the teams.
So yeah, I wonder just kind of going forward, that mentality of having to sit out when your other people are performing. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
It's tough to see other people, especially when you can, for Toy and Vicky. At least.
Right. Yeah. Unless they just wanted the rest.
Yeah. they may have just opted.
So, okay, I'll take that break. Thank you.
And so yeah, it was a really cool challenge. And then Team Jen wins that challenge.
Right. Yeah, it was interesting challenge, and it was kind of cool to see them. They had to put the puzzle pieces together, and they won. A 3-point advantage.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. 3-pound advantage.
Pound advantage, we'll say. Yeah. So they put together the puzzle pieces.
And I thought that 3-pound advantage was huge. Yeah. I thought that might just take them over the top. But
right. You know what? One thing that you mentioned at the very start that, you know, maybe we glanced over a little bit too quickly was the whole concept of this particular episode was the Tektronics.
Yeah.
And the getting rid of the temptations of the digital devices and stuff. And when I really think about that, you know, they're doing a pretty darn good job of putting these shows together and making the challenges match real life challenges.
Yeah.
When you wake up in the morning, do you roll out of bed and you go straight to the computer, or do you roll out of bed?
One of the things I do, I check the phone. You check the phone first thing. And there have been moments or times where I've checked the phone and I get lost in something, and all of a sudden, oh no, I don't have enough time to get to the gym.
Right. Yeah.
And so I could totally relate.
So it's a real deal.
Sometimes you just got to put it down, take it with you. I'll check it when I get to the gym. How about that? You know?
Right.
And so that's a huge temptation.
Yeah. So to get them to be able to make the choice as to whether to make that digital call or something, on one level, it's like, okay, great challenge. At another level, this is really an accurate representation of what happens in people's lives.
Yeah, and I hope they all take that even afterwards and are able to really...
I hope we take that.
Yeah, of course. Jeez. I'm going to change my own habits.
Yeah, no kidding.
But it's good to see that they're approaching the season in that way. I really love it.
And it's maybe something to you and I could think about too, because like when I wake up in the morning, I know I have like a routine that I've got to go through in terms of... You know, if I don't meditate, and I'm not saying that I do it all the time perfectly, but if I don't do it, I'm going to start the day off in a stranger place of mind that will make it more likely that I'll go out and yell or eat something I'm not supposed to eat or do something to, you know, push on that emotion. So starting that day out, I think, becomes critical. Mm-hmm. And if we, you know, these are good things that there's good lessons to be gleaned.
And if you
can
work out in the morning and without having your cell phone device and just have a clean workout, devoid of electronics, you just feel so much better.
Right.
It's happened to me maybe once or twice, but you feel great.
But I've always said there's nothing that I can't talk myself out of. You know, if I wake up in the morning and I give myself enough time to talk myself out of working out, I'll do it.
Exactly. So, I think that our devices do that for us a lot of times.
Immediately, because it's going to be a distraction. So, well thought out challenges in this episode.
I was also in love with the connection that the trainers were showing to the new members of their team. We talked about Dalvet, and I loved Jen connecting with Aaron. I thought that was a really cool moment because we haven't seen much. We've seen a little bit from Aaron, but you just really saw her heart here, you know.
My bet is she'll be a major competitor in this. She's going to go the distance.
She seems like she's getting stronger and stronger and stronger every day.
Yeah, she's got it in her. She wouldn't have made it on Idol as far as she made it. It was the second season of The Voice. She wouldn't have made it it if she didn't have that fire inside of her. So.
And I love the way Jen spoke to her about the choices that when she had the eating disorder. Like, that's what you knew at the time. Don't be ashamed of it. You know better now, and you've recognized it.
Right.
It was so important, I thought, to get rid of that shame that she had associated with it.
Absolutely. And you know how I feel about that. Any type of trapped negative emotion is going to make people reach out for something.
Yeah.
Whether it be food or something else. So helping them to move through that, that's huge.
Yeah, I think that was great. I think, whenever you're on your fitness journey, I think it's all, like, so much of it can be mental. You know?
Right.
And we all have these baggage that weighs us down from going forward.
Yeah.
And I think hearing it in that way from Jen really is going to help.
To have somebody there for you. Yeah. And, you know, Jen's really, for me, I know I was total team Dalvet when we started, but she's winning me over. She's her gentleness, but she's persistent. Mm-hmm. She's got strong character as well. So I'm really liking how she's showing up. I felt like Dalvet kind of beat up in the last episode.
Yeah.
So, along with that, and that's part of that, it goes back to that group dynamic again, because when you have that storming phase, you'll have some people that may come out and challenge the leadership, which is exactly what Felicia did in that case.
Yeah.
And they kind of got their way. And so Dalvet softened a lot. I think he's fitting into it. It's a good flow. But do you think he got too soft? Or?
No, I think Dalvet did it. I think he's right on track right now.
Okay.
What concerned me a little bit, and I think we'll see what happens in future episodes, but during that outdoor workout where that group did not seem to be working out with the same intensity.
Right.
Colby really helped pick up the mood, and Jen had to kind of take him aside for a talk, and they kind of went after it after that. But I'm wondering if she started off too soft in the beginning. Is she now more of a friend to these guys?
Right.
And you're more willing to listen to not listen to a friend than you are listening to a hard-nosed trainer.
So you're saying there's not that respect that would be there?
Exactly. So I feel like she's making them work because they want to work for her, which is a great strategy. But sometimes you have to be that drill sergeant.
Right.
And I don't know if they're if they respect her in that drill sergeant capacity. And I'm wondering if she'll have to be more of that drill sergeant in the episodes to come.
So that's interesting. So maybe they went to the, you know, they were both playing one extreme with Dolvet playing more of the drill sergeant. I saw that. And she was being really soft.
Yeah.
Where I think somewhere in between might be.
It's easier to go softer. I think it's tougher to go harder. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's, I think it's easier to become softer once, like if you've been hard on somebody from a, you know, you're coaching them. You can soften up afterwards, but if you start soft, it's very difficult to gain that respect back. Yeah.
So we'll see if that affects them. But then, so then we had the last chance challenge. And so it was an opportunity to give the other team another pound, you know. So the losing team gets a pound added.
Right.
And so, so we had Luis wasn't able to make that one, but then... So he had
that back spasm. Yeah. It was a back spasm. Yeah. And he wasn't able to walk.
And then we had that great little obstacle course of sorts, or, you know, a little kind of relay race.
Right. Yeah. That was, once again, very, there's a lot of creativity that goes into creating these challenges and stuff.
And that Jacob's Ladder, oh, man.
Yeah, Aaron showed a lot of heart in that.
Yeah.
So I really appreciated that.
And Have you done the Jacob's Ladder before?
Boy, which one's the Jacob's Ladder?
It's you're on a ladder and you're just going, continuously.
All fours.
Like on the
ladder. I've seen it, but never tried it. You done it?
Yeah, difficult. Very, very difficult. So it was interesting to see. Was it Toy went after it, and it was Felicia? Yeah. So yeah, Toy and Felicia battling it on the Jacob's Ladder.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
Boy, didn't Felicia really kind of make you step back and go, okay, maybe I judge you too quickly.
Yeah, she started coming out. I mean, I think she lost 4 pounds on the first weigh-in.
Yeah.
And so she's going the distance. She's showing up.
And I think Toy started with about a 50-foot advantage because they had to do 200 feet on the Jacob's Ladder.
Okay.
And watching Felicia get on that Jacob's Ladder and attack it the way she did, maybe you didn't like...
Oh, yeah. Now it's coming back. Yes.
Yeah, so it's like maybe that Dolvet tough love did work after all, you know, kind of going tough and softening up. I think that was effective.
Yeah, shaping her from the beginning there. Yeah, totally get that. Is there anybody that surprises you right now when you look at, I know you were originally a Toy person. Are you still in Toy's quarters? Is she your favorite?
Or? I think Colby has risen to my favorite.
I totally agree with you. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, big heart. He just seems like such a nice person. Nice person.
Down home country boy who's...
And he's working hard.
Absolutely.
So not only does he bring this great element to the team and to the show, but he's also a hard worker, and that's always just pleasant to see someone working hard and losing weight and, you know.
Yeah, and it's good heart, and I'm looking at it going, how the hell do you lose that 12 pounds there? You know, how did he pull that one out? Because that's a big feat.
Yeah, and of course Felicia surprised me with how hard she went on the Jacob's Ladder.
Right.
And she was really in fear of going home, and you could see that it got real for her when she thought she might be going home. Yeah. And so I think she surprised me now, but I think she's got more surprises in store.
We'll look forward to that. That's I think all in all here, you've got a good group of competitors. They all want to be there.
Yeah.
They don't, nobody wants to go. Who wants to go home?
Of course,
you might miss your son or miss somebody there, but the real game to be won is where they are right now. And what an opportunity!
Yeah, I think it's amazing. And then we had our last weigh-in.
Okay.
So what did you expect from that?
More of the same, although when you bring in, once again, that group process and that group dynamic of switching things up, that to me, when you've got that storming phase, and it really took me to think about it afterwards to really get this, but when you add that to the mix, it could go any way, because once you change the leadership, you change the team around you, the people's, if there could be people that are either going to be passive aggressive or outright aggressive or posturing for leadership and focused on things other than the weight loss.
Yeah.
So for me, it's it's kind of like Pandora's box. You open it up and, you're going to let loose, just about anything. So I didn't, that could land wherever it lands.
Yeah.
What you got there? You got the numbers written down.
Well, yeah. So, we had Luis and Roberto. I thought, great to see that Luis is still in the game. Luis, he didn't really back down like I thought he was going to after the back spasms.
Right. And they weighed them up against each other, which was just neat.
Of course. That's, good for TV.
Yeah. Good for
And then Toy, it was good to see Toy continue to lose 6 pounds.
Right.
So that was good that she's still on that.
That's a serious momentum that she's getting toward her goal.
And then we had Rob losing 8 pounds, And then Sarah losing the 3 pounds.
Yeah.
And that was tough because we saw Rob at the end even said he wanted to go for Sarah.
Right.
Yeah.
He says, I want to go for you.
Yeah. And that
was our Mockingjay moment or our Hunger Games moment.
Yeah.
Which, I'll go. Right?
And I wonder, I guess, do they allow that on the show?
I had this. Did you stop and think about it?
Yeah, because there was a moment where everyone looked as if that was a possibility.
That could have happened,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But then she said no. We made this decision and,
right.
It was good to see you kind of step up and own it.
Right.
And then, of course, we saw...
That was Jennifer Lawrence, right? Did you see Hunger Games?
Yeah, of course. I volunteered as tribute.
I'll go for it. But Sarah left. And what's interesting is Sarah's the one that Dolvet was giving his pep talk to.
Yeah.
As she was exercising after the switch.
Yeah. Maybe just her heart wasn't into it the same way. You know, like you said, when those group dynamics change.
When it changes, and it could have been you take away the trainer that was, So she could have just not given it as much heart or something.
Yeah, it was sad to see her go, but it was great to see that, the little recap at the end where they tell you where they are now.
Right.
Yeah, so it was good to see Rich was still on the path, of course. And then Sarah had done so well. She's already lost 62 pounds.
Wow.
Started at 267, and she's down to, 205?
That's really, really good.
That's great.
Especially with that, with the glitch, with the change. So that's amazing. So kudos to you, Sarah, wherever you are.
Yeah. So what do you think going forward? What do you think we can expect to see?
I think we're going to see more great things from Colby. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to continue to shine. And once you get started, and he's clearly the front runner here. the guy to beat. Jackie did fantastic. Her attitude's fantastic too. Mm-hmm. You see that. The attitude's a reflection of the loss and where they're going. So both Jackie and Colby, I think he's going to be the one to beat in this.
Yeah, and I was actually a fan of the way they did it. Now where they're not voting off anyone. It's sort of the last person who did the least change goes.
Right.
Yeah. And so
they don't have to be the bad guys.
Because that changes group dynamics.
Absolutely.
And so I think it's good in that way. So now it's helpful that they're fomenting the group to actually be stronger.
Yeah. They're making the show match up to, it's better for the psyche of the people that are participating. So they're doing good while they're entertaining. So that's
now
that's
one fantastic thing that a little bit of concern to me is, when you're losing weight, a lot of times you can gain weight during that process because you're building muscle.
Right.
And so what concerns me is I don't know if they're accounting for that in any way. Because, when I see Sarah lost 3 pounds, I'm wondering if maybe she had put on a little bit of muscle but was losing weight at the same time and that ratio threw things off.
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd probably lean more toward the dynamic and her heart not being in it anymore after the change. But
yeah.
But I do understand what you're saying, and that's got. I mean, that's happening with all of them because they're all.
Yeah, they're all lifting weights and they're all working out, and so your body composition might change. So your pounds may look different, but your body, your pounds may be low in terms of how much you lost, but your body may look a world better.
Right,
and I've had it happen to me where I've looked.
You're weighing yourself, and the scale's not changing.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But you look better,
I look all right, or not so great at 145, but look great at 150, or so you're going up in weight, but things are looking better.
Yeah.
Or you lost some weight, but you gained the muscle, so things are looking leaner,
Right,
so,
right. Yeah,
so no. I think it's something important to consider. I don't know how they take that into
I don't know how they do that either. And then you have the fact that as you begin to gain more lean mass, your metabolism rises and you're becoming more efficient and all of that type of stuff, fuel efficient. So it's hard to say because you got to wonder, is there a lot of water weight that's being lost?
Yeah.
Or is it when you see a 12-pound weight loss or, what are we losing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but I guess they're all, on an equal playing field. But yeah,
right.
So.
Yeah. But it's interesting to look at, a show like this where they're losing so much over a 10-week period of time is what
like
we
that.
Assume.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in terms of, I think they're doing it right. I'm watching the thing and I'm like, and I'm impressed with the whole production as I watch. It's like, okay, they're building in good habits.
Yeah.
They're getting rid of the digital, all that type of stuff
and
building in the idea to make healthy choices.
And I think at least they're letting the contestants know about some of the different things they can use when they're home. I know Sarah kind of brought up that Garmin that she was using the Garmin to track her activity at home.
Yeah.
So I think it's great that they're at least letting them know, if not providing that for them after they're gone.
Right. And they brought the partner, I think it's Power Fitness.
Planet Fitness.
Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
Planet Fitness. They brought the partner in and they said, hey, it's $10 a month
or something. Yeah, exactly. And you go through the different stations. So I think it looks like they're getting a lot of good support post the show.
And I think that's going to be what's most critical, you know, because you hear time and time again something like this, that somebody will go in for the challenge, and I get that. You know, there's some reason to lose the weight, or there's some reason to challenge yourself more than usual. But if you're not changing your long-term habits, then we all know that we just go back.
Exactly.
And when we lose weight, we typically look for that, and we find some more, too.
Well, here's what I would like to know. Are your Biggest Loser predictions for next episode?
Yours? Mine? Everybody's. Yeah, we want to know yours.
Right? We want to know your predictions. And what are your predictions? So, what two players do you think will go?
Yeah, so tweet us. Let us know your predictions. We want to know your predictions and what you thought about the episode. Predictions, I just think Colby, all the way Colby.
But who's going to go home?
Who's going to go home?
Yeah, if you had to pick two people to go home next week, who do you think it would be?
Well, that's a good question here. I would have to say I'm looking at, we lost Sarah, didn't we?
Yeah.
We lost her at the end of the episode. So I'm thinking, we haven't seen a whole lot of Steven. Like, we were saying that beforehand.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a whole lot of him highlighted or anything. I would pick, I'm going to guess here at this point, because I'm going to say Steven and Lauren.
Okay.
What do you think?
I am going to go with Lauren, and I have to go with Jackie.
Jackie?
Yeah, Lauren and Jackie.
See, but Jackie had 9 pounds weight loss this last episode.
I think she had that. Was that the
first challenge, right?
Yeah. That was the first
weigh-in.
She only had four this time.
Four the second.
Yeah,
okay.
So I don't know if maybe I thought maybe missing her kid maybe pushed her through.
Right.
But, you know, maybe the toll of missing.
The toll of missing the child, and then also the shakeup of the team again.
Yeah.
You know, so all bets are off on that.
So those are my predictions for next week.
We want to know your predictions too. So send us your predictions, who you think's going to go. You can tweet us.
Yeah, Shaka Strong.
At Chris Howard Live.
And leave comments on our YouTube video. We'd love to know your thoughts.
Please, we like to hear from you.
And let's finish now with our fitness tip.
We're going to do a tip.
Yeah.
You're going to make me go first?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. You know what? I think you said it. I'm gonna steal the tip from you if I could.
Okay, go.
But you know, the time, because I was a personal trainer about 15 years ago, and after that, I got into the whole mind side and the psychological side and all that. But the time that I was in the best shape of my life was when I was out there running with my clients, when I was doing stairs with my clients, you know, the sand dunes and all of that type of stuff, and I think if you have a greater reason to do it that's beyond yourself, that's what's going to keep you in the best shape. You know, when I hear about people that get out of shape, but then they go, you know what? It was when I was teaching aerobics. So they go back and they teach aerobics again. And I think if you can find somebody who's going to be there, somebody that can depend on you, like a gym partner, like you had said before.
Yeah.
So get my tip to you is to get a bigger reason other than yourself to be there. And that could just be supporting somebody else in working out. Say, I want to do it with my father, for example, who might, you know, or my mother or somebody. Get them in there. And I have one of my clients just recently. She said she finally went to the gym because she went with her mother and she did it for her.
Yeah.
So go for a run with your dog or go for a run, you know, for get something bigger in the game.
Yeah, I think those are great tips. I think the outdoors are so good, especially because a lot of people do feel weird about working out in front of other people. They feel like they're being judged. So if you go outdoors, you kind of get rid of that.
Right.
And then you're always changing up your scenery too when you're outdoors. It keeps it a little bit fresh, a little bit fun.
The stairs was awesome. I remember like we did go up and down and do the stairs. There was a nice sand dune over there and you do those a few times a day and you're getting in pretty good shape.
And so I'll kind of double down on your fitness tip. I would say getting a gym partner is absolutely essential. It doesn't even have to be someone that you know who's in person. It can be someone that you trade emails with, text with, and continue to motivate each other. And I think the show provided a great fitness tip. Put down your electronics. I think it's so important. If you can wake up in the morning and just go for it, go to the gym, maybe just do your home workout without even looking at the phone, give yourself that time, I think you'll find things are a lot more effective and you can do it a little bit more easily.
Absolutely. And once again, there's nothing you can't talk yourself out of. So maybe we should make that, you want to do that this week? We'll do it with everybody else and we can all do this together and you can let us know how you did. We're not going to touch a digital device before we've exercised.
Oh, if you work out in the morning.
Ah! So you're not going to commit to that.
If it's an afternoon workout, I got to take a look at the phone. I have to. But if you do your workouts in the morning, sometimes it's nice to unplug and just go ahead and do it, and right. then, you know, go for the phone.
Yeah.
But I will try to unplug more this week. That'll be my goal for this week, okay. is to kind of detach.
Yeah, you know, on the flip side, just to, you know, one of the great things that you can do is if you're going to be exercising, you do the treadmill or something like that, listen to a great program like AfterBuzz TV, listen to something that's going to uplift your spirits and, you know, fill you full of good information. I think that's a great time to do something like that while you're doing it.
Exactly. Get your mind off.
Although there's something very zen to just being with the world as you're exercising, being with your breath.
Exactly right. Well, we love that you guys have tuned in. Please continue to watch. We'll be back next week. We're missing our co-host Fallon, but she actually did have a training emergency.
So she was working out. There are training emergencies, believe it or not. She had to work out.
Yeah, so, but she'll be back with us next week. And so, yeah, please join us and tweet us and, comment below. And we're on iTunes as well, so download us. And, we'd love to hear back from you guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us.
Sorry, guys. Is it time for predictions?
Oh, we just did our predictions. Are we still on? We can do another prediction. Are you? Oh, you're going to do pretty crazy prediction music. Yeah, we'll do another one.
All right. You guys ready to go?
Yes, we are.
Manu Nos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.